This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. Welcome back to the Relic Radio Show. We're going to start off our hour of radio drama with Obsession this week, their episode titled The North Wind from December 4th, 1950. Then after that, it's Arch Obler's Plays and The Engulfed Cathedral, his episode from May 6th, 1939.
Has no circumference, is bounded by no rivers or seas. It is the well of darkness, wherein only the shading of a friendly light can lift the soul to peer over the crags of a storm-ridden coast, as you shall see in the story of The North Wind, starring Jane Wyatt. Reaches of a New England's windswept coast, time and tide have carved from the stone of the tall, menacing crags an unpretentious little fishing village that shall be known as Cape Sharp. Here men live by the grace of the elements and the yield of the sea. This is the land of the north wind, and a land rich in the loam that is the perfect culture for the growth in the mind that is known as obsession.
I'm Elsa. I came to Cape Sharp because I was alone. I came in search of my aunt, whom I'd been told had taken residence at the resort there. The journey had been hard and long. I stood at the cliff's edge and gazed down upon the cape for the first time. It was early evening, and the lights were just starting to blink lazily in the village below. So calm, so peaceful there. A contrast to the rest of the coast, where the sea lashed against the cliffs violently, frighteningly. I started down the path. This was to be my home. Here, with the wind and the ocean far.
Hey, Pedro. Good catch today.
Gee, very good. And you?
Oh, can't complain.
Fine, that's very fine. We can be thankful for our good luck today. Soon now we may not be able to go out.
And why?
The north wind, she's coming again. You had better lash up real good from now on, Marcus.
I will. Thanks, Pedro.
Gee.
Mister, fisherman.
Yay.
Could you tell me where the resort is?
No resort.
No. Well, of course there is. My aunt.
It blew away last year.
Blew away.
Yeah, the big wind. That's all that's left. There, ahead, see?
But where did the people go? The ones who live there?
Who knows?
Everyone gone?
Mm-hmm, everyone.
Thank you.
Hey, what's wrong with you?
I feel so...
Don't fall. Here. Try to sit up. Stay where you are. How do you feel now?
What happened?
You fainted. Here, drink this. It'll do you good.
What is it?
Soup. Go ahead, drink it.
Oh, no. Thank you, I...
Go ahead.
All right. How did I get here? Did you...
I carried you. This is my house. You feeling any better?
Yes, much. You've been very kind. I think I can manage all right now, though.
You're going?
Yes.
Where?
Why?
But you haven't got any money. Where are you going to go without money?
How did you...
I went through your purse.
You...
Oh, I wasn't going to rob you. I just wanted to find out who you were.
Oh.
You're Elsa, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm Marcus. I'm the best fisherman on the Cape.
You are?
Yeah. I can afford a lot of things the others can't. I eat well. I live well. My house is paid for.
That's fine.
I own a shed behind this house. I sleep there in the summertime. I could sleep there again.
I don't understand.
Well, you're welcome to stay in my house if you like. You're sick. I think you're hungry, too. My house is yours and my food.
I appreciate your kindness. Believe me, I do. It wouldn't be possible, though.
Why not? Where else would you go?
I don't know.
Well, then stay.
I can't take your house.
I offer it to you. Rest first and, well, then go where you like.
You're very generous.
No, I just...
Hey, Marcus!
They're calling you.
Yes, that's my very good friend Pedro and his friend, Manuel. They want me to go into town with them tonight.
Marcus!
Yes, I hear you. I'll not go with them, though.
You won't?
No, but I'd invite them in if you'd care for company.
Why, if I'd care, Marcus?
Well, they come to drink wine. Sometimes they get drunk.
I won't mind.
Well, I'll get the wine from the kitchen, then.
No, that's all right, Marcus. I'll get the wine for your friends.
You should have seen him, Marcus. When he pulled up his net instead of mackerel, he's got a whole school of baby sharks.
Where did it happen?
About 5 miles out. You know, Marcus, I was last in tonight. I don't like the look of it out there.
Pedro is right. He's too quiet. Just like last year before the blow. What do you call them? A lullaby before the storm.
A lull, Manuel.
Oh.
Will you have some more wine? Any of you?
No, thank you.
Marcus?
No, I don't think so, Elsa.
I think I have one more glass. Chiquita.
Manuel!
Huh?
A lady's name is Elsa.
Oh, si, Marcus. No harm.
Quiet, Manuel. Marcus, we were talking about the wind.
Yeah. Do you really think the north wind will come again this year, Pedro?
I think so.
Well, you better be ready for it this time, then.
What do you care about a little wind for, Marcus? You got your house here on the hill. You got some wine. A nice little chiquita.
Manuel, come on, Manuel. We go.
Look,
you've had too much. Come on. I take care, Manuel. See you tomorrow, Marcus.
Good night, Pedro.
Oh, Marcus.
Yeah?
I don't think you should have done that.
You're wrong. You don't know Manuel. I should have told him he was unwelcome here long ago.
I'm the one who doesn't belong here, Marcus. Already I've come between you and your friends.
That's not so. Manuel is no friend of mine. He's not like the rest of us. He's got a bad streak in him. We'll come to trouble someday, he and I. I feel it.
But, Marcus, I...
No. Think no more about it. I'll go out to the shed now, Elsa. I take my boat out at 5 a.m. I won't see you until tomorrow night. Good night, Elsa.
Good night, Marcus.
What are you doing up at this time of the morning?
I fixed some breakfast for you at the house. I didn't see you go.
No, I started early and ate at the stand.
Oh, well, here's a little something to take with you, in case you get hungry.
Well, thanks, Elsa, but you shouldn't have bothered.
Well, that's all right, Marcus.
Just put it down there in the boat.
I? Put it in the boat?
Yes, in the cabin there.
The cabin?
Oh, come on, Elsa, what's wrong?
No, Marcus. You take the sandwiches.
Elsa, you're afraid of the boat and the sea, aren't you?
Yes.
It won't sink.
I know.
Well,
but...
then why don't you...
No, Marcus. No.
Oh, it's all right, Elsa. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. I was afraid once, too. You hear that wind out there?
Yes.
That's the north wind. That's what I used to be afraid of, till I found out what it was.
Found out?
Sure. That wind isn't blowing just out there, Elsa. It's blowing a lot of places. Sometimes it's down inside you, and it blows hard and cold, and you've got to fight it. Ends when it's worse, because you can't see it, but you've got to make it stop. If you do,
You won't be afraid anymore. You won't ever be afraid. Going out now.
Take care of yourself, Marcus.
I will, Elsa.
Hello, Chiquita.
Manuel.
I forgot something last night. Can I come in?
Well, all right. Come in. Why didn't you go out today, Manuel?
Oh, the wind, she blew too much. Anyway, I think it's a good time for me to come over and see you.
You've been drinking.
Oh, just a little bit.
What did you forget, Manuel?
I want to ask you a question.
What is it?
Oh, come on. Why you speak so quick like that? You mad with Manuel?
Manuel, you better leave here. Marcus will be home very soon.
Oh, Marcus, a fool, Marcus. Hey, I know you came to be here with Marcus. He picked you up on the pier last night, see?
Get out, Manuel.
Everybody tell poor Manuel to go. Nobody like poor Manuel. Maybe Chiquita like poor Manuel, eh?
Let me go.
Give poor Manuel a kiss, Chiquita.
Stay back.
Just a little kiss for Manuel.
Get out of here.
Oh, so you slap Manuel. I teach you. Maybe you don't act so smart now.
No. Manuel, look. Huh? It's Marcus coming up the path. Go on now. Leave.
Marcus, that's a joke.
I'm telling you the truth. Look there, through the window.
It is Marcus.
Go. Go quickly, or Marcus will kill you.
I go at the back door. Shoo, shoo.
Elsa. Elsa.
I'm coming. Coming, Marcus.
Who was that was just here?
Why, it was...
Elsa, your face is scratched.
Yes, I...
That looked like Manuel outside. Was he here?
Marcus.
Was Manuel here?
Yes, but...
He scratched your face.
Oh, it's all right, Marcus.
Manuel!
Marcus, where are you going? Marcus, come back! Please come back!
Buffeted by the winds and the storms, Elsa shows terror. But against the buffeting of the lust of man, she shows only the bravery that is a woman's heritage. And the reason for that bravery is the bubbling spring of hope and courage, yes, and of love, that becomes in the shriek of the wind an obsession. Of the New England Rock Coast and the story of the North Wind, starring Jane Wyatt. Madness or wine? Perhaps the two have conspired in the shrieking winds of the North to intoxicate the mind of Marcus, to revenge the insult to Elsa. The Elsa that has reached into the innermost pockets of his heart and found comfort there. And thus out of the night has gone Marcus in search of Manuel, down from the hill into the village, walking swiftly, watching carefully, oblivious to the driving rain that beats against his face, the roar of the surf from the straggling beaches, and the fury of the north wind, oblivious to everything except finding Manuel. And Elsa waited at the house, keeping a vigil at the window, held there in the grip of a strangely surging building obsession.
The storm grew, and I wondered when it would stop, if it would ever stop. I looked down to the lights in the village,
One would flicker and go out. Now another. It was growing dark. I remembered the day I'd stood on the cliff and gazed down at the village for the first time. How friendly, how beautiful it had seemed then. How changed it was now. Suddenly I felt a chill, something blowing cold and hard. The wind. Marcus. Marcus, I'm alone. I'll be afraid if I'm alone. Come back, Marcus. Wherever you are, come back.
Manuel.
Marcus.
I'm going to kill you, Manuel.
No, Marcus. No, no, stop. Marcus, stop.
Marcus.
Elsa.
You're back.
Yes.
The blood. You're hurt.
No, no, no. I'm all right.
You killed Manuel.
No.
Then...
He was drunk. We fought. That's all.
Oh. Oh, Marcus. I was afraid that...
No, he deserved it. I couldn't do it, though.
I'm glad, Marcus.
Yes.
I'll get some warm water. Those cuts should be bathed.
Elsa.
Yes?
Sit down. I didn't kill him because of you.
Because of... Me, Marcus?
If I had, you'd have hated me, wouldn't you?
I could never hate you, Marcus.
You see, we fishermen are simple people, Elsa. We think but two ways, right or wrong. If you're right, the Cape's a good place, and people are glad to share your wine, and you're glad to give it to them.
And if you're wrong?
Manuel was wrong.
Marcus, your hand, it ought to be bandaged.
Elsa, I want you to understand.
I think I do. I'll get the water.
Oh, there's no way to tell.
Seems as though it's getting worse. It can't get much worse, can it?
Never has before.
Marcus, doesn't anything ever frighten you?
I don't think so.
What if the storm would grow until the sea came up and washed away the village? Even your house. Wouldn't you be frightened then?
The sea gave me this house. It's been good to me. Why should I be frightened of it?
But what if you were to drown?
Well, then I'd be dead, and what can you be afraid of when you're dead?
Oh, Marcus, you're funny.
Why do you say that?
Marcus! Marcus!
There's someone at the door. I'll answer.
Marcus! Marcus!
Pedro!
Where's Marcus?
Oh, hello, Pedro.
Marcus. Marcus, I come as fast as I could. They're looking for you in the village. You got to leave here right away.
Take a breath, Pedro. Who's looking for me?
The police.
The police?
What do they want me for, Pedro?
You know.
I don't know. What is it?
Manuel.
What about Manuel?
He's dead.
He's dead? But Marcus...
Marcus had a big fight with him. He killed him.
I didn't kill him. Elsa, I didn't kill him.
But they find him in the street outside the saloon. Maybe you don't know you hurt him so bad.
But I didn't fight with him near the saloon.
Look, amigo, I believe what you say, but the police, they will not believe you. They hear too much in the village. They come here to take you to jail. You go now, Marcus, before they come.
Yes, Marcus, go. Don't let them catch you.
Elsa, you'd have me run away?
Oh, Marcus, they mustn't catch you. They mustn't. It was all because of me.
You're afraid for me?
Yes.
You shouldn't be afraid, Elsa. I've told you before not to be afraid.
Marcus, if they find you, they'll take you to prison.
No, Elsa, I'm not a criminal.
I know, but...
I won't run. I'd never run. I'll tell them the truth when they come. They'll believe me. I've never lied to anyone.
Oh, Marcus, the police are here.
Open the door, Pedro.
Amigo.
Open the door.
Marcus, the fisherman?
Yes, I'm Marcus. Come in.
You know Manuel?
Yes.
You fought with him tonight?
Yes, but I didn't kill him.
You're under arrest.
Oh, no, 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 he didn't do it.
Come along.
No, you can't take him. You can't.
Come along.
I'll be back, Elsa. Wait for me. I'll be back.
What time is it, Pedro?
It's almost midnight.
Pedro, he won't come back.
Sure, miss. He will.
You know it, too.
All right. I guess I do.
We've got to help him, Pedro.
Si. I want to help my very good friend Marcus. But what can we do?
I'll go to the police. I'll explain it to them.
Explain what?
That he didn't do it. But he couldn't lie to anyone.
They won't believe you either.
We can try.
You love Marcus, don't you?
What difference does it make?
You do.
Yes.
Marcus is good, man. He loves you, too. Pedro can tell.
Then, Pedro, take me to him.
But we cannot drive the road into the city. She's washed out.
Well, how did the police get here?
They come in their big boat. They go back down the coast in it.
A boat?
I got small boat. Be much danger, though. She's acting up something bad out there.
We'll go in your boat, Pedro.
You might get scared.
No. We'll go, Pedro.
Yes?
You have a man here by the name of Marcus?
Is he a fisherman?
Yes.
He's here.
May I see him?
He's held for murder, no.
But he didn't do it. I want you to know that. He didn't.
Do you have evidence?
No, but...
Well, you can't see him.
Oh, please.
Dead out.
What did they say?
They won't let me see him.
Pedro, sorry.
Oh, Pedro.
Don't cry. Come. We'll go back.
No. I'll wait here.
But you can't do nothing.
I want to wait.
All right. Pedro, wait too.
Amigo.
They let me go, Elsa.
Oh, Marcus.
He was drinking after I left him. A car ran over him in the storm. The driver just reported it.
It's all over?
Yes. We can go home now, Elsa.
Amigo, the storm, she's letting up.
Yes, it looks like the end of it.
Pedro has his boat waiting.
You came in that?
Yes.
You weren't afraid?
No. No, I wasn't afraid. The north wind has come and gone. Out across the water, the dawn is breaking. And this will be a beautiful day. The fishermen are going out. Marcus is with them. Marcus says the north wind may come again next year. If it does, we'll be ready for it. And I won't be afraid. I know what it is now. I'll never be afraid again.
Listening to Obsession.
Obsession has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, on Monday afternoon, the National Broadcasting Company will bring you a special address by the Duke of Windsor, formerly King Edward VIII of England. It is to be his first broadcast since he renounced the throne. You're invited to listen to this broadcast next Monday afternoon at 5 o'clock Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Tune in to your favorite NBC station for this exclusive address. Arch Obler's Plays. On the winds of the night, we bring you a story whispered in the night. The place, the island of Arran, off the west coast of Ireland.
Oh, listen to them, Katie Donnell. Did you ever hear a happier sound in all creation?
Aye, Father Donahue. Not every day that such a blessed marriage comes on the island.
Ah, but he's a good boy, your Thomas.
Aye.
Now, Kate Donnell, would you mind telling me why your face just went dark like a cloud going over?
Oh, tis nothing, good father.
Ah, tis Paddy you're thinking of.
Father Donahue, sometimes I don't understand the ways of the good Lord.
What's that you say?
Thomas and Paddy, both of them born to me on the same cold winter's night. Both of them the same flesh and blood out of me. And yet Thomas as good as an angel in paradise. And Paddy evil from the moment he took his first breath of God's good air.
Now, Katie, Katie, don't talk like that.
Oh, it's true, Father, it's true. The minute he was in my arms and I saw he hadn't a button's breadth of ear on him, I thought to myself, Katie Donald, it's the devil's own brother you've got for a son.
Katie, Katie.
Ah, you know it's true, Father. Paddy, that rake, drinking and brawling and running from work as if the devil himself was pulling him away. And with each year he grows worse, stealing what his crooked tongue can't talk away from.
Ah, now, no more of that talk. Your son Thomas, he's repaid you for all your trouble. A good boy. And now the prettiest girl in all the Blaskets waiting to be his bride as soon as the sun starts setting.
I tell you... Oh, Thomas, boy!
Well, now, and what are the two of you holding secret meetings about?
We've been talking about the prettiest girl in the islands.
You mean she's the prettiest girl in all the world? Hey, Mother?
I'm so happy for you, my son.
I know, my darling. Say, it's getting so late.
Well, I think I'll go out and listen to the fiddling. See you when the sun is setting, Thomas.
Yes, and the sooner the better, Father. It's an impatient man I am. Ah, the good father. A marriage blessed with his tongue is a marriage that... My mother, what is it?
You know the answer.
Paddy.
Aye.
Ah, he'll get them a wedding.
I'm praying he won't.
Now, mother, don't say things like that.
You're a sorrow on my heart, drinking and brawling and staying up.
Ah, Paddy, you did come.
Speak of the devil.
Why shouldn't I be here? Is it only strangers welcome at your wedding?
Oh, now, Paddy, that's not the way to talk. There's food and drink in this house today for every man, and a double helping for you and your nose.
Oh, is there? Listen to me, Brother Thomas. Is your head that full of weddings that it can't hear a chance of making us all richer than a Yankee?
What do you mean?
I speak up, Paddy. What devilment are you up to now?
Devilment nothing. It's honest money I'm talking of. May the next pipes and tobacco be at my own wake, for I'm not telling you the truth.
We're listening.
Do you remember that hulk of a ship that was wrecked off Innisnabro a bit ago?
Well?
I went there yesterday to see if there was anything worth having. And listen to me, brother. There in the bottom of a pool, no deeper than this room, is lying enough bolts of copper and brass to make you and me the richest man in the island.
Ah, don't listen to him, Thomas. It's the drink inside of him talking.
May my next drink split me like a salmon if I got to drop in me. I tell you it's true, every word.
Oh, sure.
Now, wait a minute, mother. Where did you say this fortune was lying, Paddy?
In 8 feet of water, right off the place where he caught that seal last year. There's more than 500 pieces of copper and brass there, and they're worth a pound apiece, as sure as I'm standing here. Well, haven't you got a word to say to me?
Yeah, it's a long while, Paddy, my son, since you brought back anything worthwhile to this house.
Well, I've done it now, no mistake. Ah, don't stand there like a lump, Thomas. Get the boat out. I tell you, there's a fortune waiting.
But, Paddy, my wedding.
You talk like you're cracked. Wouldn't you rather bring the bride a pocketbook filled with gold sovereigns than the empty leather you got now?
Well,
wouldn't
yes,
you rather be able to give her a bit of meat in the house and a little dress for the prettiness of her than the empty words you now give her?
But, Paddy, I
can't... Wait, your mother, you talk to the man. The king's fortune right under his hand, and the cracked fool won't bend over to pick it up.
But if it's in the sea, Paddy, it'll wait until after the wedding.
Oh, wait, will it? And with those Inish boats sailing all around the place. I tell you, it's now or never, and my soul to the devil if I'm not saying true words. Come on, Thomas. 3 hours, I'll have you richer than a Yankee. You never...
Wait. It's Eileen herself. Let her have the word whether you stay or go. Stay or go where, Mother Donnell? What's going on, Thomas?
Well, you see, Eileen...
Dear of the day, short, let me see. There is a fortune in brass and copper bowls waiting for us in water no deeper than a man's neck over his Inish na bro. And Thomas here thinks he'd be fool enough to say no to his going.
But must he go now?
The sea doesn't wait. For all we know, those Inish fishermen have found the treasure already.
And we'll be back in 3 hours, I
think. You'll have a dress for every day of the week.
Thomas, do you want to go?
Well, we could build a new house with the money.
Sure, the finest house that Donald ever had. Why, look at this place. The hens fall through the roof every time they scratch a bit before setting.
Mother Donald, you haven't said your word. Do you think Thomas should go now? I mean with all them out there.
Well, child, we're so poor.
£100. We'll be kings of the island. Fast now. We can take the side.
Wait, brother. Eileen, is it your wish?
I'd be a poor wife to you, Thomas, if I stood in your way of making a living even before our marriage.
There'll be time enough for that stuff when we get back. Come on, Thomas.
Yeah, I'm coming. Until the wedding, darling.
God go with you.
Thomas?
Yes. I'll be back in 3 hours, darling. Bye-bye, Mother.
Hurry back, my son. Our friends are dancing for the wedding. You shouldn't keep them waiting.
I won't.
Oh, baby, why should you cry? Thomas has plowed the sea so many times. Why should you cry this time?
Oh, Mother Danelle, I'm frightened.
Frightened? But why that?
I don't know. When the star closed behind him, seems as if the waters of the sea were closing over him. Oh, Mother Donna, hold me close. I'm so afraid.
Eileen, baby, come away from the water.
No.
4 hours you've been sitting to you. What good is it?
He said he'd come right back.
Aye, I know. But sitting on the cliff, staring out at the water, won't speed their way. Come back. Oh, good neighbors are waiting. What'll they think?
I'll never see Thomas again.
What's that you said, girl?
I'll never see Thomas again.
Have you lost your head? Look, the sea's smooth and the sky's clear. What misfortune can come on a day like this?
I'll never see Thomas again.
How can a girl attempt the devil to do his evil work? Eileen, stay away from the edge. You go over into the sea.
The sea. Look at it, Mother Donna. Empty.
Empty is it? Look well, Eileen. My eyes are not too sharp. To the west now. Isn't that a boat there?
No. No, it's nothing. Oh, Thomas.
Stop it, girl. Nothing's happened to them. It's taken them longer than they thought. I told you that before. Yeah, there's not a pin's worth wrong with them. There can't be, I tell you.
Mother Donna.
What is it, child?
To the west. Where they went, the water.
Holy Mother. That wind, where did it come from?
Out of the west. Where he was.
But so quick. In all my years, the wind's never come so quick before.
The water. Look at it swirling and tossing. He's dead.
My Thomas is dead.
No. No, Cupcake. He's not dead, my Thomas. My Thomas is not dead.
Is there any blessed word of my son?
The Holy Mary have pity. None, Katie. We've been burning fires on top of the cliff all through the night. But there's not to be seen but the tempest and the smothering waves.
Oh, my son. My son.
And the little bride. Where is she?
Sleeping at last. Oh, what have I done? That misfortune.
Wait a minute.
What is it?
Oh, get away.
Is it my son?
Yes, yes, come on.
Are they dead?
No, no, the boat's coming and there's living hands on the oars. Come on. Eileen! Wake up, girl! It's them! Come back! Eileen!
Hi, Mother Donna. Oh, Tom.
Yes. I'm moving fast as I can. It's hard against this wind.
Blessed wind, let him live.
Oh, you bless it for the life of one girl, and I bless it for two.
Look, all the people.
Aye, the word is spread. Can you see anything, Eileen?
Oh, there's so many on the beach. Oh, why don't they stand aside?
Good neighbors, let us through. My husband's coming home.
Yes, let us through.
Look, it's the Widow Donald.
Aye, let them through.
Let
come
them
on,
go.
Stand aside.
Oh, I can see the dark, the waves in the dark.
Okay. Eileen, do you see?
No. No, there's no.
Oh, someone tell me. What do you see out there? Where are my sons?
Up there to the north, Widow Donald. There, through the Tiger Rocks.
Yes. Yes, Mother Donna. I see them. I see.
Where? Point it out to me, girl. Where?
There. Follow my finger. Oh, blessed Mary, they're coming back.
I leave. If only my eyes were young and sharp again. Can you see them both? Both my sons?
No. I can't quite. Just the boat, and it lifts and falls in the trough of the wave so quickly, I can't. Oh!
Eileen, what is it? What do you see?
One. There's only one boat.
No! What are you saying, girl? Only one in the boat?
Yeah, the girl's right. There's only one in the boat.
Hilda, which one is it?
I can't make out.
Hey, is it Tommy or Patty?
Into the surf with you and give them a hand. Oh.
Hey, get back there. That way.
Are you hurt? Are you all right?
I'm all right. My sons. Where are my sons?
The wave. The wave across the boat.
Oh,
and the boat.
Oh, which one? Which one? I know it's Thomas. I know it.
Yes.
Thomas.
Yes, Thomas, the good Thomas.
Stand aside, everybody. Let the Widow Donald and the girls.
Let them through. The mother and I'm right.
Yes. Let me through. Let me through. Which one is it? Which son is it?
Well, I'm back, Mother.
Patty.
Ah.
Try, she fainted.
Oh, look. Stand back, will you? Stand back.
You,
with
Patty.
I, me. Ain't I got a right to live?
Tell me. Tell me quick. Where is my son Thomas? Tell me, Patty. Where is my Thomas?
Where do you think he is, woman? Dead. At the bottom of the sea. Stand closer about me, good neighbor. Let her be quiet now, no weeping, until the services for our dear departed are over. It is right that we should stand here on the cliff to say the last words for the soul of the one whom the sea has taken to the Lord. Back in the great cities of men, where few of us have been, there are great cathedrals that reach to the sky. If there was such a cathedral here in the islands, we would pray for Thomas Donnell in it. But this bare ground is our cathedral. For 'tis spoken in truth, as you know, that once on this place, there rose a mighty church of God, built by the hands of a strange race of men that lived on these islands before our fathers and their fathers' fathers. A mighty cathedral. And one night these people committed a horrible sin, and the sea rose high as this cliff and covered the church and drew it down into the sea. You know the legend well. There is a cathedral under the sea, at the base of this place where we stand. And if a great wrong is to be done on these islands, bells under the water ring and ring until men cannot bear the sound of it. And the very heavens tremble with the glory of God and the glory of righteousness. So I say that if there was a wrong done on the sea to Thomas Donald, I know in my heart that the bells would have rung. And yet they are silent. So we know that Thomas Donald died in righteousness. And now, the time has come to take this wreath of sweet-smelling fern and throw it to the waters that are Thomas Donald's grave. Goodbye to you, Thomas Donald. The Lord in his wisdom has buried you in the boundless grave of the ocean. We have the memory of you. The sea has your body. And the Lord, your soul. Blessed are they that mourn for you, for they shall be comforted.
Tears go quickly.
Eileen, girl, why must you weep all the day?
Go away, Patty Dump.
I'm thinking there's winter in the air. Eh? Eileen, girl.
I've no feeling for talk, Patty Dump.
The snow's so deep. Let me walk with you, girl.
Yes, you must, Paddy Donald.
Look, I brought you the first spring flower, Eileen. You know there's a kiss with it.
Away with you, Paddy Donald.
It's a fine warm day, Eileen. A day to be happy, eh?
Yes, it's a fine day.
Do you like the tale I've told you?
Ah, Patty, you've a tongue in you for a tall story.
There's some I could tell that would be told with my heart.
Oh, no, Patty.
Give me your hand, Eileen.
You took it, why,
I want more.
No.
All these months, I closed the mouth of me to keep from saying it. I want you, Eileen.
Oh, Paddy, how can you stay?
Why not?
Thomas, your brother.
But he wanted me to have you.
What?
Aye, he did. You've heard me tell this story. The boar turned over. He was drowning. I tried to save him.
Yes.
Before he went under, he cried out, Eileen, take care of her. So marry me, Eileen. Thomas Watts is there for you. I swear it. Marry me. Marry me. Marry me. Marry me. Marry me. Marry me.
Yes. Yes. Oh, Mother Donald, why do you sit here apart from all the rest and weep?
My son,
I don't love Paddy as I did dear Thomas. God rest his soul. But you know Thomas's dying words. I'm so lonely, Mother. Sometimes I think... Oh, Mother, don't make it hard for me. All these weeks...
There's no wedding for him in the sea.
Oh, stop saying that. He wanted me to be with Paddy. He did. He did. I don't know what to do. I don't.
Jean, we're waiting. Ready?
Let me be.
Talking to the old woman again, eh? What has she been saying to you?
Let her be.
Shut your mouth, you old crock. You're sick I am of your weeping and wailing. Come, Eileen.
No, let go.
Oh, please, Mother Donald, don't. Kid, don't.
My good Thomas loved her, and you shan't have her.
Listen to me, Mother, you. You're my weeping, you're my wail, as you've been doing since that day. But your blessed Thomas is dead, and I'm living. And what Thomas wanted me to do, I'll do. I'm marrying Eileen. So if it's a wedding of your son you want to see, come down to the shore where my friends and the priest is waiting. A wedding, you hear me, Mother, and either you or heaven or hell can stop me. Father Donahue, ready I am to be made a man with a wife. Come closer, neighbor. The wedding will be now instead of later, for it's impatient the girl is to be my wife, eh, Eileen?
I'm cold.
Cold, did you say, with me next to you, and the sun warm in the sea, and the fog's as heavy as my hand after the wedding. Now, what's the matter with all of you? You stand there as if I was talking to burying instead of wedding. Well, I say the devil with you.
Paddy, you're drinking, you.
I say it again, the devil with all of you with your long faces. Look at that fog and look at the water. This is a day for a king of the sea. And I'm a king. Marrying the girl I've always wanted. Kiss me, girl.
No, please.
Kiss me. I'm marrying you. Let them all see. Everyone heal. And the sky, and the fog, and the sea.
Oh! Who
cried out? Who was it?
It's the widow Donald. It's Katie Donald.
Let me through. Kate Donald, what is it?
That's my wedding, she is. Well, you won't. You won't.
Wait! Listen.
To what?
Listen.
There's nothing to hear. Father Donahue, come away. Read the wedding service.
Listen.
Mother of God. Father Donahue, why do you say that? What's the matter with you? Why do you stand there with your jaw hanging? Eileen, you too standing there. Answer me, what's the matter with you?
I hear it.
You what? Have you gone deaf? All of you, why are you standing there so still? What are you up to?
All of them here, but you...
Hear what? Answer me, someone. What do you hear and what?
Mother of God, out of the sea.
What's out of the sea? You're crazy, all of you.
On your knees, my children.
On your knees? Why are you praying? Someone tell me. What is it you're listening to?
All of them here, but you, you evil one.
Hear what? Answer me. Answer me! Stop it. Stop looking like that as if you're hearing something. There's nothing to hear. Nothing but the wind. Answer me, someone. What do you listen to? Whatever it is, I can't hear it. I can't. It's not deaf I am. I hear my voice. Then what are you listening to? I came here for my wedding, to get Eileen, not to be driven out of my head by you. I kill you. I kill all of you. Get to your feet. Get off your knees. Tell me what you're hearing. Father Donahue, tell me, what are you hearing?
Come out of the sea.
What?
A great sin has been done by one of us. What the old man said was true. A great sin done, and out of the sea will come a great voice, and the heavens will tremble.
Stop talking, my wedding.
There can be no wedding. A great sin has been done. Listen and pray.
Pray? I don't know praying. Why should I pray? Get your feet and read my wedding. You're crazy, all of you. There's nothing to hear. There's nothing. Wait. I do hear something from the sea. Louder. Louder. I hear it. A voice. His voice. His voice. His voice. His voice. Someone calling.
Out of the sea.
Quiet, everyone, quiet, so we can hear.
His voice.
Look, a boat coming through the fog.
Thomas, it can't be Thomas.
Help the boat in! It's Thomas!
Oh, Thomas, my son, Thomas, I'm coming to you.
Look, a boat coming through the fog!
Can't be Thomas Donald!
You up there! It's Thomas Donald!
No, no, he's dead!
Run for your life! He's dead,
Thomas, dead! Go back to the dead! I killed you! You're dead! Dead!
Mother!
No! Not dead, Thomas, dead! I killed you! Go back to the dead!
Mother!
No, you won't get me, that thing. No, get away. I'll run.
Oh, my mother.
Thomas, come back to me.
I leave the dead. You, Father Johnny.
The dead, there is.
No, I'm flesh and blood, good father. He left me in the sea for dead, that devil I called brother.
I knew what I knew.
But a trawler fished me out and shook the water out of me for the heart, and he stopped.
Oh, my God.
And then they took me to the main. But I had no money. It took me all this time to get back. Now, let go of me, mother. And you, Eileen. There's a score to be settled with him.
No, son, no.
There's a score to be settled.
You, the evil one, believe
me. Aye, Thomas, aye. Look, all your friends. They're afraid to come close. Afraid of the miracle.
And miracle it was. The fogs were thick out there. My boat. I almost ran on the rocks till I heard the bell.
Blessed bell.
Why do you say that? Why, what were those bells that guided me here? Strange bells. There are no such on the island. Why do you look at me like that? Father, you tell me. What were those bells?
It said there is a cathedral under the sea at this place where we stand. And if a great wrong is to be done in these islands, the bells under the water ring and ring until men cannot bear the sound of it, and the very heavens tremble with the glory of God and the glory of Christ.
Cathedral was especially written for radio by Art Obler and featured Raymond Edward Johnson, Ann Shepherd, Adelaide Klein, Chester Stratton, Basil Logren, and Helen Brooks. Next week, we bring you a new play titled Baby, featuring Miss Irene Wicker. Art Obler's plays. On the Winds of the Night, we bring you a story, Whispered in the Night. Art Obler's plays are presentations of the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.
That's it for this episode of the Relic Radio Show. I'll be back next Tuesday with more. Between now and then, there's more old-time radio at relicradio.com. You'll find all the other shows listed there. Past episodes from this one, links to everything else Relic Radio. And if you'd like to help support it all, a donate button. Thank you very much to those who have donated. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Tuesday with another episode of the Relic Radio Show. Relic Radio Show is produced by and for relicradio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.